Here is Sub-Zero! Now, Plane Zero!
This movie has good and very bad things about it.
How this movie works.
Touch me, motherfucker.
This is spooky time.
If you got big titties, I'll do whatever you want.
Black Hawk needs to pee.
Don't y'all like this, boy? I didn't hit her. I didn't touch her. It's bullshit. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
You're doing like Jean-Claude Van
Damme. We're gonna fund him to Earth. We're gonna fund him. He's gonna be the hope for the human.
I hope she has it in my sack.
The son becomes the father. The father. Oh, no.
Is he alright? Yeah, it's just
spell.
Hello! Welcome to another exciting episode of Plane Zero, the podcast dedicated to finding out if the movies of the past hold up in the present so that you can watch them in the future. Episode 205 in the house. Go to planezero.com where you could find links to all of our social media as well as our iTunes where you could subscribe, write reviews. Please feel free to do any of those things. And then you can find links to our there should be a link on there that also leads you to the Chalk Walk Children's Hospital of Orange County Walk Through the Park fundraiser we're all pretty much taking part in where you could pick one of the movies we watch. I'll do all that stuff. Do it up. My name is Travis.
I'm Alex.
Aaron. Nick.
And speaking of the Chalk Walk fundraiser that I just pimped out, this week's movie was picked by someone who made said donation. Listener Tim, friend of the show.
He's white. Tim.
He is.
Black metal Tim.
He's black metal Tim.
Yep.
He.
Porkins.
He picked this week's movie. He donated and he made us watch Itchy and Scratchy.
Itchy the Killer?
Yes. Itchy the Killer, based on a manga. Mm-hmm. First, and then
anime, then this.
Then there was this. This is the tale about basically a guy trying to pull the strings of people through hypnotizing.
Hypnosis.
There we go. That's the word. Trying to pull the string and cause a huge gang fight so he could just basically take advantage.
He kind of went the most complicated way of doing it.
It seems that way. Because he found some crazy kid who basically... Because he's an ex-cop, right? Gigi was an ex-cop?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in here. I gotta...
Okay, yeah. So he found this kid who had killed his own parents and suffered a mental break and basically started trying to use him...
Is that what happened? Yep. Okay, yeah. No, I know.
And then implanted all these fake memories into his mind, basically, by the idea of the suggestion.
I was watching this movie and then I blacked out. I woke up and I blew a load on a houseplant.
That's the opening of this movie.
Much like Harvey Weinstein.
That is Harvey. Oh my gosh.
Oh my.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my freaking god.
It is Harvey Weinstein.
Did your wife watch any part of this with you?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
So okay.
She walked in and said, "How is it?" I'm like, "It's a movie."
Who had previously seen this before?
I had in high school.
Have you seen it, Shredder? Was this your first time?
I think this was my first time watching it.
Okay, so you had seen this.
Yeah.
Nick, myself, Shred had not pretty much seen this. So we all watched this for the first time. And
but I had heard about it a lot.
The thing
mostly
that we're
on 4chan, which now makes a lot of sense.
I'm gonna let people know now this is an ultra violent movie. It's a very violent
movie. Ultraviolet?
Ultraviolet with Is it Ethan? No, that's Daybreakers.
Yeah.
Ultraviolet's with
Mila
Jovovich.
Multipass.
Yeah, this is a movie that I've heard of, mm-hmm. and a lot of people, for some reason, mm-hmm. will compare it to Old Boy.
Yeah. Old Boy is a masterpiece.
Yes.
It's in the story.
I'm happy you liked
the
it.
The cinematography. How it's shot.
Yeah.
Everything.
The music.
And then... Because the thing with these kind of movies, because obviously they're not in English, so I have to pay a lot of attention to it.
You could have bought the English dub.
No.
No, you couldn't.
Really?
Nope.
And then I was watching, because with Old Boy, I was just act really intrigued, like, okay, well, what the fuck is going on?
Because
I know
it didn't bother me that it was subtitled, because I was very interested in the story as a whole, so I didn't care that I had to watch the whole time. This movie, on the other hand,
compares this movie to that, they shouldn't, because that's the only fucking that's the same is it's not made in America.
Aaron and I were discussing this. Saying,
this movie deserves to lose to Coming to America. I don't know if Old Boy does. This movie definitely does.
Well, yeah.
Was this on a list?
No.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, people compare this to Old Boy.
It was almost.
Yeah.
Tim almost submitted this.
Aaron and I were saying that people are only comparing it because they're both violent movies that have Asian people in them.
That's like the only way.
And there's like crime involved.
I'm going to say right now, the blade on the heel of his shoe, on Ichi's shoe, it ain't long enough to cut a person in half.
You mean when he's literally axe-kicking people?
But it's not a long enough blade.
No. This movie...
And then he wears like a superhero turtle shell costume that has a number one on it. Because the actual real name is like one Ichi or Ichi's one, yeah.
No, well, Ichi means
Ichi
one.
Ichi-ni-san, yeah.
And... So watching it, it starts with
wearing umpire or catcher pads on his back.
I'm sure it looks fine in the manga, but it's one of those things where they translated it very well, but it doesn't come across.
Is it supposed to be funny?
Yes, I think so.
But the only times where I feel that it is funny is when that guy takes off his outfit and he's like buff. And
the Mr. Roshi, the Master Roshi,
That was weird, but I found nothing else really funny.
And you just twist the guy's head off.
Nothing. It had very good practical effects. Of like when it
looked practical effects.
Okay, no, yeah. Like when it showed like the guy being hung up and all that shit, it looks really good.
Yeah.
But other than that, I was just like, this doesn't make any. So this like punk ass bitch guy is a crazy killer.
You got some on your you got
red on you.
So I'm like, this little punk ass guy is a crazy assassin, but how? I don't care that you black out, like it doesn't make sense.
He's an accidental.
And then you have this fake Joker.
Hey, walking around in a purple suit like he's a fake ass Buster Joker.
This was made way before that.
Though the original manga?
No, the movie too.
This movie was made way before Dark Knight.
This movie came out in 2001.
I'm just saying wearing purple in general. Joker's always worn purple. Joker.
No, but the look, like Heath Ledger's look is inspired by this.
I'm not talking about
that. I'm just saying the Joker because he's wearing a purple outfit.
I didn't even equate the scars to that. I was just thinking because of him wearing purple.
Oh, but that makes sense.
Yeah. His look is...
Well, that's... Yeah. You know what? Because that guy was crazy.
Yeah.
Visually, I like the look of the Yakuza guys and all that just because I always think that look is cool, but
well, they wear suits.
Yeah, I know, but it's the way they.
I like that purple suit that reflects green. That was cool.
Oh, that was neat. Yeah, I like the look of these bad guys, but it's like
cut his own tongue off. But it was like in a cartoonish way. It wasn't like Old Boy.
Yeah, I mean, but even you know, when
is that why it's also compared to Old Boy? Because there's a tongue cutting scene.
People bring that up on 4chan constantly.
Really? I don't go on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but it's cool because the human body regenerates itself. His tongue will grow back. He'll be fine.
I feel like Hercules when he yelled disappointed at the sky. Watching this movie,
it feels long.
So it is a long ass movie.
So first time I saw this, and the only other time I saw this was in my senior year of high school. I'd just seen Old Boy.
You were watching like a head of a Asian gang rape someone and you murder them. Before you came on the floor.
I had seen Old Boy, and a few people were saying, oh, you got to see Ichi the Killer. I'm like, really? I was like, yeah. It's so, rented it. And I just, again, I was in the senior high school, and I was like,
but you thought it was good when you
saw it. Yeah, because of the time. But then, as years went on, my memories of the movie slowly changed, and like,
looking, what did you remember of it?
I just remembered mainly the crime aspects, not the surreal, weird aspects.
No, or, I mean, because you might just remember, like, the crazy murders.
Yeah,
because it's crazy.
Like, that's the shit that, like, stuck with me. But watching this, I was just thinking, like, oh, shit. I was like, the killer's kind of goofy. I forgot that he was that goofy. Oh,
the old father sort of character becomes buff at one point. Then there's like the weird just sexual stuff that's like, okay.
I thought because on the cover
and the CGI was...
You thought that guy's itchy.
I did. I was like, so did I. Oh, so it's like some hard ass like fucking killer. But then when I found out it's just like, oh.
And then he just starts crying at the end.
Hey. He's trying to get him to fight him.
And then the kid starts kicking him.
Yeah. And then but that whole other stuff was just a dream.
That was weird. That ending.
Well,
was
as
weird.
Soon as he puts the
yeah.
The,
how do you pronounce his name? I
God damn it.
Which one? The Joker guy?
Akashiri or something like that? God damn it. I always forget how to pronounce his name.
But yeah, then he just jumps off the building himself. Because there's no wound on the top of his head.
He didn't actually kill the kid and take his head off.
No. Like, because that's the kid, that's supposed to be the kid at the end who hung the old man.
Yes.
When he turns around, he just makes that weird face.
What was his name?
It's still loading.
Todd. No.
My connection out here is always awful.
Oh, I have a different password.
Not my mother, Tad.
Not freaking man, Tad.
Yeah.
You're Travis, you do it. My phone's down.
Which guy? The main guy?
The
guy with the
Kekihira? Kekihara?
Is that it? Okay. I mean, like, I like his character a lot.
The best character is the Joker guy.
Also the father who dies.
Yeah. Wait, how did...
Oh, yeah.
Wait, how did he get hung?
See, that's my thing was...
What?
How did he get hung? I feel like I blanked out.
The big buff guy at the end when he's hanging from the tree at the very end?
Yeah.
It's years later because it's supposed to be the older version of the little boy who hung the guy who was responsible for his father being killed and for the one guy who
how
was nice to him.
How did he get him up there?
But all that stuff with the kid didn't come till way later. It's not till later.
Did you laugh super hard when he...
No, the kid's in the movie at the very early on.
Was that early when he saves him?
No, but he also shows up at the very beginning because that's who the guy is talking to on the phone at the very beginning.
Did you laugh super hard when Ichi kicked the little boy in the chest with the bike?
yeah, it's funny because it touches his bike and he kicked him in the chest.
Yeah,
you know, it's weird. It's like
I want to kick teenagers in the chest. Like
that wasn't even a teenager; it was a little boy.
No, I mean,
it's like I want to like this character Ichi, but it's like
I can't
because
he gets boners when he hurts people.
Yeah,
oh, she wanted me to.
I can now beat you up. Now I'll beat you up instead.
Like I laugh when the girl gets her leg cut off.
Well,
she got herself into that. She did that.
She was also hypnotized. That was the whole point, remember?
Yeah.
Because she says, you're not doing that to me. He's like, no, of course not.
But how was he doing it?
She sucked his wiener.
She did. She sucked Ichi's
wiener. Oh, yeah, I know. No, but I mean, but how was he hypnotizing her? How was...
He's probably already been doing it.
This is stupid.
It's just, I think it's supposed to be like the power of suggestion.
Old boy went through a bunch of guys.
It was the greatest, most elaborate plan ever, and it's amazing.
And it's like a beautiful movie at times too, like this.
I think this movie looks nice at times.
I don't,
but
no,
it's
I
not
mean
in the same way. Like,
yeah, I know.
It's like
it's just about a bunch of people who are hunting, trying to figure stuff out, but they're all jerks. The only person who's even remotely a good guy is the dad, is the little boy's dad. Yeah.
See,
even then he's not a good guy.
I feel like
he still works for the crime families.
Yeah. I feel like Old Boy is like when you see a Martin Scorsese movie. And then Ichi is when Oliver Stone makes a movie. And you're like, what the fuck was that shit? What was the point of all that bullshit? Like, that's what it felt like. Like, all the, like, flashes and all the...
Yeah. The weird, like...
No!
Filters.
That, no, man, like, no.
No.
And the CG is just so bad.
Although
when
it does...
I don't know
why Robert Ebert loves this movie.
Roger Ebert.
I don't know why Robert Ebert.
Robert Ebert.
Roger Ebert.
Robert Ebert.
Roger Ebert loves this movie.
Does he?
Well, yeah. People do love this movie. I mean,
Roger Ebert fucking sucks.
I sat through Ichi the Killer,
and
I thought it was
people are trying to
film.
Say that it's also a huge, like, it's supposed to be like this big narrative about the power of violence and that it's just like that violence is both. Yeah, it's just people are going to get into like philosophical reasons for why this movie is amazing. But the truth is, it's kind of boring. The effects are awful. And it's like there's no one to root for. So
I don't like anybody. I mean,
it's also inconsistent in tone. Like, it's too over the place. Like, at times it's too funny, but then it tries to be super serious. Yeah.
No, because the whole ending, I was like, is this real? Not like when he, after he puts the pin in his, but I mean, literally when Ichi kills the the boy's dad, and then just starts crying, and he's just laying on the ground. The guy's like, hey, hey, come on. Like, that whole sequence, I'm like, wait, this whole thing just turned into a fucking joke?
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I was just like, yeah, I did the same thing where I'm not sure. And I'm like, wait, is this real?
Then Gigi being buff just but is you, the most ridiculous thing ever.
But you're Ichi the Killer, and then it ends.
What? Say that again?
He should just go, but you're Ichi the Killer, and then it just ends.
it's weird. I see why people like this movie.
Although the scene where the guy punches the main guy in the face.
Oh, that was so shitty. Yeah, I was like, wait, is he a monster?
When his mouth eats his...
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't look good.
I was like, is he a monster?
No. He just got a Glasgow smile that's not healed, I guess.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. He just always keeps it shut with the thing because that's how he blows smoke out.
Yeah.
The cheeks.
And that's what's his name from the Thor movies?
Hogan.
Oh. For real?
Yeah.
That's Hogan.
Oh, my God.
Hulk. Yeah. Hulk and Hogan.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He's been in other stuff.
Yeah, but when he got cat, people were like, oh, really? He's going to be in those movies?
Because he was also in Battleship, his best movie.
Yeah.
He just looks way different because he's got blonde hair in his face.
Yeah.
And
Well, and then he gets they all get jobbed by Hela.
Yeah. Oh, he's never seen it.
It's fine.
The Dork World?
I'm not going
to remember. Ragnarok. You need to watch it.
It's on Netflix. It's free, bro.
And it's fucking hilarious.
It's amazing.
It's hilarious.
All right, chill out.
People love Thor.
I'll go watch it.
It's better than the movie you watched for this week's episode.
Well, that's
definitely.
Yeah. And Idris Elba's in it, too. Oh,
okay.
Which makes it even better.
He's sexy.
Idris Elba, like, looking like a sexy Jesus with dreads.
Yeah. Jeff Goldblum is just amazing.
I got to get a closer look at this.
You know, I always watch that scene, like, if I'm randomly seeing around. I just fast forwarded that part because Baby Nick likes when he's on the chair going through the.
So does Thor Ragnarok hold up?
Yeah, it does.
I have not. My memories of this movie are so much better than rewatching it. It was like, yeah.
So this is like me watching He-Man as a kid. And then when I watch it now, I'd be like, this movie's this is a fucking terrible show.
It was like when I first saw there's hype around it from everyone telling me, like, oh man, you got to see it so crazy and all that stuff. You know,
it could just be one of those things too that since you were younger, it's like the ultra violence thing. It's just like, yeah. Oh yeah, this is pretty cool.
And also, it's like the CG. Like, it was still dated and it was still kind of bad.
This is basically like a Saw movie.
Yeah.
It's a lot of torture porn. And it's weird. It's also considered to be a horror film. Like, if you look at its genre, it's considered crime, horror, and drama. And it's just like, nah.
See, but I don't like those movies. Like, where the ultra, like, what's it called? What kind of, like torture horror kind of
torture
movies.
Torture porn is usually what it's referred to as.
I don't like those movies.
That's why I like the first Saw and, like, almost no other Saws. I mean, because the first one's actually good. And then,
because that's a good movie.
Like Hostel.
I don't care.
There we go.
I mean, I'm never grossed out.
That's too much for me.
I never think anything is extreme because I'm weird, I guess. And
Gary Cherone is, though.
I never watch anything. And
Nino Betancourt.
And I never think, oh, this is too much. I can't watch this because I'm like, whatever.
A Serbian film.
Well, that's different.
That's a whole nother
level. Yeah, I mean, but
I can't watch
these movies. Yeah. I'm just
literally
I don't know.
Kills a guy with his boner. Yes.
But if it was a monster doing it,
killing a guy with a boner?
Well, that
dude. What if you lose your boner?
What if you lose your boner?
I don't.
The translation of the subs seemed all over the place for me.
Tim hurt me.
I'd actually turn on the subtitles for some reason because when I rented it on Amazon, it didn't play them with the subtitles. Oh. So I'm like, wait, am I not supposed to know what they're saying right now? And then finally I was like, oh, I have to turn them on.
And the girl speaks like three different languages.
Because she knows, because she's smart.
But what's the point of that? That's like me speaking like Spanish to you and expecting you to know.
Dude, people speak Spanglish.
I don't know. I don't like that.
But they understand her too. So it's like they know it, but they don't speak it.
I don't know. I want to wrap this up.
No, we still got time, bro.
Yeah.
Tim's got to get his money worth.
Tim, you got us.
Tim paid us to shit on one of his favorite movies.
But he loves it.
He does. He does love this movie.
But he didn't pay us. It went to a good cause, so it's all right.
All right. Well, this isn't a Blue Velvet situation, right? Like,
oh, I like Blue Velvet.
Okay.
Would you watch that or this again, Nick?
If I had to pick them?
Yeah.
Well, I would...
Blue Velvet shorter.
Choose Blue Velvet, but...
Because of the...
Yeah. I would rather not watch either movie.
Would you rather watch this or Robin Hood? Oh.
I'd rather Robin Hood.
No. I think I'd rather watch this. Probably,
I would say maybe this is a better movie. But
I'd rather watch someone act. I don't want to rewatch this ever. I don't want to watch Robin Hood, though. Because Robin Hood was a 5-hour long movie.
That's true.
This movie is an advertisement for PS2.
What? Because of graphics?
No. Because he was playing PS2 the entire time.
Oh, yes, he was.
Wait, what?
Ichi was playing PS2.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's playing like Virtual Fighter. Yeah, like the shitty one, not even the real one. this was too long.
No, it was. When I got halfway through, I was like, how much do I have left? And I was like, oh, shit.
I had an hour left when I checked.
The whole torture sequence at the beginning with the other boss and then...
That was cool. No, I was fine up until I realized what the actual plot was.
Like, I like the little moments.
That's when this movie sucked to me. When I found out what was going on.
I like the little moments. Like between those two dudes, and it's like yeah, change my face. It's like that. Why'd you choose that one?
Those. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, see, like I like the little moments in the movie.
Oh, you mean the guy who was in the TV?
Yeah,
I think I mostly just I just mostly like the Yakuza stuff.
Yeah,
I'm not really big on the superheroes.
Those two guys
were those brothers the same guys who also went into the hospital to attack the? Okay,
yeah,
because I didn't know who that was when that.
I was confused too at first.
That green screen did not look good for unless that was
just for what
for the twin.
I think they were separate actors.
Were they actually?
Yeah.
That's weird.
When he smelled that hooker's vagina?
So he could get the scent of the other guy's penis?
I was like, this is happening. Okay.
Because he's wearing dog ears, so clearly he's got dog powers.
Travis, he put on the dog ears. He smelled the vagina.
There's just a lot of weird stuff. Okay. And this isn't what I expected when I heard how lauded this...
I don't see no old boy sniffing vaginas.
Even if you look at it, it's like it's Rotten Tomatoes and its user scores on that. They're not crazy. You know what?
I think I'm just thinking of freaking 4chan and Robert Ebert.
I mean, its Metacritic is like at a 7.1, which is not bad at all. But
his name's Robert Ebert now.
Or wait, no, that's its IMDb. I'm sorry. No, on IMDb, it's at a 7.1.
Ichi's a movie that defies expectations. I really enjoyed it.
Its Metascore is only 55.
Oh, what do you think, Roper?
What?
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 So what do you
I think Roper was dead by the
point. No, Siskel's
man,
dead.
Man, you just like...
Do you think Ebert liked this because he kind of empathized with the jaw situation?
Before the jaw.
Okay. Where his jaw got ripped off like a horror movie? That's always... No, and in every zombie movie, when they rip off a zombie's jaw, it always looks shitty.
But there's that scene in the movie, too, when he's like in purgatory or whatever.
E.T.?
No one this.
Wait, who's in purgatory?
At the end, when the crime dude, the main dude or whatever, when his jaw opens up and he's like in like it's supposed to be like purgatory or something.
Is that what that was supposed to be?
Yeah, people have debated on what the hell that means.
I guess.
People assume because he's already dead, so when they show him, he's now in purgatory.
He deserves to be in hell. I don't care.
Or it's hell. I don't know.
He loved his boss because his boss beat him up.
Real good. Real good.
But then the girls, he's like, you can't do this. And then they almost pull some dude's cheek, or they do pull some dude's cheek off.
Oh, that might have been the point of the movie when I said, this is stupid. This movie's stupid.
When she comes in and joins?
Yeah, I was just like, what the fuck am I watching?
It's like, I don't know if it's attempting to be cartoony or not.
No, there's moments where
it's all of it.
There's moments where it's cartoony.
It really is a tone issue. I feel like people really just like it because it's brutal.
It's the movie.
Like, is Battle Royale this crazy? I don't even remember.
Oh, dude, Battle Royale is awesome. And that's not...
But that movie's supposed to be crazy, right?
And Battle Royale has a consistent tone. Yeah. This, on the other hand...
I haven't seen it in years, though. Oh, so.
Dude, no.
I do like it when the main character volunteers his tribute in that movie.
They totally ripped but off that.
This movie was... Because when they were trying to be funny, like when he took off his outfit and he was buff, I don't know if that was supposed to be funny. But I thought of Kung Fu Hustle.
Yes.
But, and that movie is fucking hilarious.
Yes.
It's just a fucking funny movie. So we could compare that to Old Boy because it's just a foreign fucking movie.
Well, we can compare. Totally different. You know, you can compare it to Old Boy because it's at least good.
You know what? You know what? I'm starting to think it is. After Old Boy came out, when people were saying, "Man, this movie's just so fucked up," and it makes
we just need to find other movies like this.
No, people, fanboys of this, were like, well, have you seen Ichi? Like, that's pretty crazy.
Well, it's it is crazy.
Like,
that
movie's crazy.
I don't think we can.
Prior to Old Boy, this maybe was the most, like...
And see, and it's also, this is the same guy who made Audition, right?
Takashi Miike, yeah.
Yeah. So he made that. I mean, so obviously he just likes making
Oh, he made that
films.
Too?
Yeah, but this isn't... Oh.
This directed over like 100 movies.
But Audition's actually supposed to be better than this.
Yes, but that movie's not silly.
It's a consistent... This is... He's adapting a manga. Like,
yeah.
So he's...
Which one was first?
Manga Chuds?
What?
Audition or this?
Audition was first.
Oh, Audition was actually first. Okay. So this was like his passion project.
I don't know about that.
I see. I don't even know.
That would be like you're watching you're watching Schindler's List, and then Ralph Fiennes pulls out a giant sledgehammer, and he like hits the top of like... So some prisoner and he smashes like in the floor like an accordion. Like it would just be like random comedy. Like what just fucking happened?
Because see, prior to this movie,
Richard Pryor,
people always bring up there's another Asian film called Ricky O, Story of Ricky, and it's a
That feels like a redundant title.
It's but see the thing is it's a comedy, but it's also like a disgusting comedy. It's from like the late 80s, early 90s. And like you see dudes' heads explode and like you see, but people are
But being, is it funny?
It's in like the vein of like Kung Fu Hustle, but it's okay. like it's like the originator of that sort of genre. But like the scene with the cheek in this, there's stuff in Riccio that's kind of like that. So this, it sometimes reminds me of Riccio, but then it tries to be serious with the crime stuff. So it's like,
it feels like three directors worked on
this movie. This movie should have picked a tone.
Kung Fu Hustle's great. I want to watch that.
So Shaolin Soccer's great.
I need to see that.
I want to see Shaolin Soccer.
Because it's all of them.
The God of Cooking, yeah. All of that dude's movies are pretty good.
How come he didn't... Did he make movies anymore?
Every now and then. He's not... Like,
he was originally supposed to be Kato, right?
Yeah.
He was also originally supposed to direct Dragon Ball.
He should. Why can he should he like with his company and all his friends?
Oh yeah, they were supposed to, but then
that would have been great.
But look, we want you to do this, and he was like, "Oh, sorry, I'm not doing that anymore."
Oh, so they try to get control
because they were the ones like you have to cast a white person. Oh, and he's like,
wouldn't he be Goku?
What? No, he's a little too old.
Yeah,
not at the time.
Oh, at the time, yeah,
yeah, not now.
No, back then he's like in his like mid to late 50s now.
Oh. Goku's old.
But, like, I don't know. But, yeah, it's... This, though, it's like...
Everyone can watch Impractical Jokers except me right now.
I don't know.
No, it was an HBO commercial.
It was just an HBO ad.
And it showed a bunch of shitty DC movies.
No, it was just... That was just the one. That was just Justice League.
Well, show shitty Justice League.
It's weird. My memories of this movie, and I'd always tell people, like, yeah, Ichi's pretty good.
I was looking forward to watching this just
too.
Because of hearing that it's supposed to be like
its reputation
because of the Old Boy thing.
Yeah.
It really is. And then it's just a case of that of something being poorly advertised, I guess, for lack of a better word, like hype.
Well,
because there's no way it's going to live up to Old Boy.
Well, wouldn't watching the real Departed movie wouldn't that be more like Old Boy compared to Old Boy?
Yeah.
Because it's a crazy
or the movie they base it off of, right?
No, yeah. Infernal Affairs.
Because wouldn't that be more comparable?
Yes, it is.
Mark wins.
It's just, it's the reputation and it's cult status that this has. That's just it's weird. Like watching this, I was just like, I forgot that this was a goofy ass. Like it, you know, it feels like every time I watch a low budget adaptation of an anime or a manga.
I was kind of thinking.
You mean all the time?
Yeah, well, because they do this in Japan, they pump those out all the time. Like, there's recently been a JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Yeah. Didn't he direct one of them? He did.
He might have, yeah.
Takashi Miike, yeah.
You could look that up.
You said that like the guy bringing Clark Griswold his fucking letter.
Clark Griswold.
Yeah, he did direct one.
Wait, is that Full Metal Alchemist? But that looks high budget. That's on Netflix.
Yes, he did JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Diamond is Unbreakable, Chapter 1.
Is that shitty?
It's probably.
And he did something called Blade of the Immortal.
I didn't hate it, but it was just, you know.
Yakuza Apocalypse.
But how come they don't make crazy, like, adaptions of these
things?
They
don't have huge budgets. It's not like in the United States.
So they never get huge budgets.
It has to be like a beloved franchise, and even then.
No, so they wouldn't get their own and make their own Dragon Ball movie.
They've never done that. Why?
There's too much to adapt.
And also, they put more money into doing like the actual cinematic Dragon Ball Z movies or the cartoon movies.
Oh, he did a Masters of
Horror. But
they
wouldn't do that?
Oh, he did?
This guy did a Masters of Horror.
Which one?
I don't know. It doesn't
say. Probably shitty, like all of them are. Out of all the Masters of Horror, there's like two that are bearable.
Cigarette Burns?
Yes.
You
know what? The fair-haired child is kind of...
Yeah.
But, it, you know. Because it looks kind of stupid.
I just... Tim, I'm disappointed.
Tim, you got me.
Tim's going to say we're all pleased.
I just noticed there's an S in between the Subway logo, which I now notice is also just a bigger S.
What are you talking about?
The green...
Look at there's an S in
the S. The SS?
Whoa!
Oh! In middle school, we couldn't call social studies SS.
Yeah.
Because Ms. Brittenham said, because it's like, well, Ms. Brittenham, we're not referring to the fucking Nazi police, okay?
And whenever she talked about it,
she always, was Jewish, though, huh?
Is that why? But she'd always go, the Jews.
She did.
How'd she get away with that?
She had one eye squinting. She was like a pirate. Oh, yeah.
She did that.
Didn't her daughter, wasn't she in our class?
Ms. Brittenham?
She had a blonde-haired daughter.
Did she beat her up, too?
No, that was in first grade, bro. He was wrecking first grade girls. I know.
I still
Travis just walking around like John Wayne with his fist closed, punching people.
You never know.
Well, step over here, pilgrim. Fucking punching people.
You know what? These malt vinegar and sea salt chips are really
good. One time,
his Masters of Horror was called Imprint.
That sounds familiar.
I probably saw it too.
It was one with like a Japanese cast.
So John Wayne was pretty racist.
Yeah.
And
you say righteous?
Racist.
Oh.
But one of my favorite stories about John Wayne was
that Lucy Neville stole his footprints.
He was in a hotel bar, just drinking by himself.
Of course.
Frank Sinatra comes in.
He probably drank hard liquor.
Frank like Sinatra crazy. Tells his boys, hey, I gotta go talk to John Wayne. Yeah, I'm a big fan of his.
Goes they weren't in. Already friends?
No. Oh, they weren't. They were never friends.
Oh, because I'm sure he serves them.
John Wayne thought Frank Sinatra was a degenerate.
Well, he was.
Yeah. So, Frank Sinatra goes up to him and is like, Mr. Wayne, I'm a huge fan. You love all your cowboy movies. John Wayne turns around, looks at him, and says, get the fuck away from me, you filthy wop.
No, it's well because it's basically two people I don't like, and because Frank's it's funny that Frank Sinatra's getting his, but then it just shows you like John Wayne's a piece of shit too. But it's if you were in there, what did Frank Sinatra say to his friends when he walked back?
I imagine he was probably too embarrassed.
Like, he was like, yeah, you know, he's just.
But
he's just
in my mind, I like the picture. Whoa, like all the Italians.
Oh.
They just basically react like in Goodfellas.
Oh! Oh, Frankie, that was fucked
up. And so then he walked away and he never talked to him ever again.
That makes sense.
Yeah. He was not a
Frank
fan.
Sinatra sucks.
Old Blue Eyes. Him and Ava Gardner used to beat the shit out of each other.
Well, yeah.
But this movie...
This can movie, we, people we... beat the shit out of each other in this movie, yeah,
we
I
got,
guess.
We got time.
Know what? The effects, the CG effects reminded me of Resident Evil 1.
Yeah. Like when the scene with the laser?
Yeah, but just all of it. Like anytime like someone gets something cut, you're just like, eh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Why'd you do this to us, Tim? Why'd you have to ruin my memory?
This is some real black metal right here.
Man. I just
I'm not upset. I'm just disappointed.
I wish the kids.
I think those mean the same thing.
I wish the kid's head had been cut off.
That was too much for
me. No, because it would have been like, oh, shit. Shit is real now. Like, shit is real. And then they would have had a real fight, but instead it was just like.
But no, and none of them are using conventional weapons. He's trying to fight a guy with a blade on his boot with his crochet needles. He's an old granny woman. Trying to knit a sweater, and he's using it to defend himself.
Sweater gone.
When he was sticking it through the cheeks and stuff to other.
Oh no, dude, that was fucked up.
It was like, ugh.
How'd yeah, no, I that? Cringed.
What?
I was wondering, like, how'd they do
some
that?
Some of it's CG. You can see.
No, it's real. They do.
They just found a guy who's like, hey, are you cool with this?
Because there are those guys in freak shows that do that.
Yeah, and then that Indian dude who's always at Knott's Berry Farm, not Scary Farm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy who looks like Deep Roy, but Deep Roy like turned into a
normal man,
full grown man.
I like how they stick it through their biceps and stuff like that stuff.
Yeah,
we're just looking for stuff to talk
because it's not good. It's not good.
It could be good, but it's not
and
good.
And there's so much long, drawn-out parts. Of just
that's
like,
the biggest problem, is there, it feels like there's stuff in there that doesn't need to be in
there.
Wait,
but his motive to have them all fight each other.
We did watch the extended cut.
I know.
No, but him to fight, for them to fight each other, what was the, like, why was he doing that?
Why did the guy want the mob? Like,
just
the,
because they're
he wanted to create a power vacuum.
But it just...
You should have went. You should have went to Sears and bought a Hoover.
Nah, he should have answered the door when one of those what's it called?
The Oric guys or whatever.
What's the name of the Kirby's Kirby salesmen?
Those still exist.
I don't know.
Kirby eat you and turn into a knight.
Kirby vacuums.
Not that
we,
Kirby.
We worked with an old woman who used to sell them door to door.
And they fired me.
And then our older brother fired her ass.
Like the second or third day we were like the second
they
or first
fired
day
me.
We were out on the floor actually taking phone calls, and she had to get fired because she wasn't very good at it.
They fired me.
And then she just came out and said, "Yeah, they fired me." But she was not told to take her handshakes
outside.
That
was the other kids that were hired with us.
It was just one other guy who was told that.
How do you make that sale? Because to me it's like
a vacuum sale.
Yeah, because to me it's like, is anyone just sitting at home gets a call one day, he's like, you know what, I do need another vacuum cleaner. Like,
oh,
that? No, she sold them door to door. That's how you sell Kirby's.
Yeah.
That's what, we weren't selling vacuums. We were selling books.
But they would call in to us.
They were already calling, but
yeah,
they were
we
also,
would, yeah.
But it's okay. Also because the infomercial was ran without a price too, so people would call in
this vacuum,
and they
this
would want to just
really
know
good
stuff
is
about it,
the,
and we had to convince them to still
this
buy.
This here vacuum will suck so good. This
is,
here vacuum.
Is this the encyclopedias they used to sell?
Nope.
No.
Okay. This was
we sold books about curing your diabetes, which you can't cure diabetes, and we
with
sold,
all natural.
We sold pills that go with it. We're basically sugar pills, which we shouldn't have sold anyway.
To diabetics? No, probably
yeah,
not.
We were basically doing what Kristen Bell does in The Good Place.
Oh,
what okay. Her real job was.
Okay. And then
we're workaholics.
Cortislim, which is a fake diet pill.
The best phone call I ever got was, so can you tell me what some of the ingredients are in the book? It was a Southern fellow. I was like, well, no, I mean, that's what the whole point of the book. If I told you that, you...
Yeah,
you know, we. He's like, can I say, is it snake oil?
And he hung up.
And he hung up. And then the guy hung up. I'm like, good on you, sir. I laughed. As soon as he was off the phone, I turned to Nick. I'm like, you got to hear what just happened.
Was it snake oil? And his name was Dr. Chappelle. But then they would be like, oh, Chapel.
And the guy
lots
who
Southerners
called
me in
asking this, his name was Ichi.
Yeah, that's the fucking crazy part. And he was crying
twist
and just like stuttering.
I don't want to be a killer.
See,
his smile is scary.
Yeah, it is. See, he's
just a weird looking.
Everyone is acting very well. I can say that. But the
no,
thing
they're
is,
all acting like assholes.
Okay, good job. I think
boom,
everyone does
it
a good job.
Yeah,
it's
everyone's
just
acting
it's
well.
It's just the writing is not for me.
And it's not even the writing. It's the directing. It's the legitimate
it's
tone. It's the way they're told to, you know, play certain scenes.
I feel like he just wanted to make like a live action anime manga.
Yeah.
And was just like,
which is probably fine, I guess, but it just
doesn't
work.
It doesn't
always translate. I guess people who like that are fine with it. And then you're going to have people who...
You know what? And that's the thing, too, is you got to factor in who's actually recommending these
things. And it is opinions. I mean, people, everyone's going to have their own opinion about what they like and what they don't like.
Where
but,
is the
but live our opinion is that this movie fucking sucks.
The live action Bible Black.
I'm sure
I would watch it, watching a hot girl grow a giant wiener and bone another girl.
Unreal Keto.
Which I heard. I don't know if that's true.
I've never seen any Bible Black. I'll say
there's
that.
A secret. There's a heaven and hell song called Bible Black.
Is it about the...
There is.
No.
Oh.
But Dio sings it, so.
Is it about wieners?
No.
Bible Black. But I mean, not all Bible Black scenes are about girls getting wieners. I mean, there's just normal boning. You know.
All right, can we go now, please?
Bible Black holds up.
So, okay, so does...
How far are we even into...
No, we're good. We're right there.
I'm sorry. I'm just depressed.
Does Ichi, the killer, hold up Shred?
Does
he hold you up?
No, he doesn't. You know, here's the thing.
E.G., hold us up where we belong.
Are you going to cut a promo right now?
No.
Here's the thing.
Wow, man, freak out. That's an actual Macho Man.
Yes, it is.
Cut a promo right now. Cut a promo on E.G. I want to hear you cut a promo.
I'm not in the mood for it.
Turn around. Turn around. You want me to let me rub you down in oil?
I think it's
rub your hands together.
That's a Benoit thing. I feel like.
Murdering children is Benoit thing.
Yeah, that's true. I think,
man, wrestlers are worse than football players.
Yeah,
like because football players are terrible people.
To be fair, that's probably the worst person ever.
Though, no, man. but they all like beat their wives and shit. Like wrestlers are the worst people.
Have sex with their friends'
and
wives,
and they're not real athletes. Scary,
but they do it because the friend's filming it.
Yeah.
Stuff like a pig.
Can I? Okay, I need to
finish this. So, but like I'm on a roller coaster, brother. He didn't say brother there.
You should.
You might as well.
That wasn't Terry Bollea. That was Hulk Hogan.
That's true.
I feel like it's shot nicely. I think
it's hilarious, man.
I think the writing is fine. It's well acted. It looks nice on occasion. It's just the.
It looked old to me.
The directing is kind of. Oh. It's kind of off.
Like, it was made in 2001, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy that it looked like it was from the fucking 90s.
9/11.
And, you know what? I'm not a prude or anything, but a lot of the content in here is just, it's too much for
Wait,
me.
What? Like what?
Just, he doesn't like watching women get raped, which I agree. I'm just gonna say that right now. But I do.
But like
a bunch of bitches.
It's, no, actually, I didn't like that. Was my rape. That was probably the hardest scene for me to watch.
No, for me, it's.
Well, did you watch a fucking movie? Like I don't understand this.
Watch Irreversible. And like a lot of the.
I don't want to see that.
A lot of the violence is too much for me too.
Really?
I don't. Yeah. I don't.
Wait,
like
Monica Bellucci's naked,
on that movie. Irreversible. No, she gets and she's in the hallway and gets raped.
Oh.
Yeah. Milena, she gets nude, but there's also, they drag her through the streets of Italy, and they, like, cut her hair and beat her.
I don't want to see
that. That's a very good movie.
Like, it's just the guts and all the fucking, it's like, it's too much for me. And
you liked Old Boy though.
Yeah, but it's,
that movie is
it's
brutal.
Not the same to me.
Is it because it's mindless violence?
It's but not again, mindless. It's just, it's too much.
Really?
It's
weird. I don't even think of Old Boy as a violent movie. I know that whole sequence in the hall with the hammer.
No,
but it's
but
like,
but it doesn't feel like
yeah, he's exactly wrecking dudes.
No.
So it's like I can't, you know.
And
I guess
it is a different type of violence. I feel like
I'm glad I did see it.
It's
think.
Like Planet Terror violence.
But
because
like
it's really crazy and over
see,
the
see, but
top.
The thing is the tone of that.
It's supposed to be like that.
Yeah.
It's got the blood squirts too.
Yeah, like
that sounds like diarrhea when you're bleeding.
That sounds really bad.
God almighty blood squirts, man.
Yeah, just I'm wrapping this up. It's just too much for me. I'm glad I saw it to just at least say that I did see it, but I'm not happy that I didn't enjoy it. That's it.
Aaron.
I guess I can say with like since I was the only one who actually
you've actually seen it, so you actually
no it I can understand why I would like it being like a teenager because it's like you're masturbating, you straight up look like you're masturbating. Look at him,
he always does. He always looks like that.
No, it's
you put your arm down because Travis's leg
yeah,
all
you're
the
making
time
a jerking.
But his leg, he puts his like arm to the side, so it looks like he's jacking off.
Jerk that pistol.
that around. Means you would be holding it really hard, like if it was moving your whole body. I'm like a ninja with
I
my jacking
Tombstone.
Off. Pizza?
It hasn't left.
Pizza? Tombstone pizza?
Tombstone is a great
one. It never went away, bro.
Yeah, it for a young lad.
A woo lad?
I can understand liking it.
Woo lad.
I get it. I get why young people might enjoy this.
Nah.
Well, no, because...
No, I get it, too.
You're a teenager.
No, I know.
You're like, yeah,
I
fucking
like,
brutal.
You like blood and guts.
I mean, and there are themes here that are important.
It's souls.
Well, then go watch Final Destination.
But
that teenagers love
no,
those.
No,
yeah,
like,
see? So.
See, but that makes more sense.
Well, but this
because
is,
that's what that movie is about.
But this issue also, it's like, it's foreign film, so this is better.
Go watch Amelie. Amelie's like Old Boy.
Blue is the warmest color.
I've never seen Amelie.
It's all right. But yeah, I mean, how can it be great? This is just no. The visually, even no, I don't even like it visually. It's just too fucking goofy, but not in a good way. I like the costume designs.
Yeah,
except for his little beetle shell,
turtle shell. Superhero outfit. The, I was like, why is he wearing this outfit?
And who made it for him?
The purple with the green shimmer.
That
thing
bald-headed
is cool.
Porn star in the Daredevil show made it. But he's not a porn star. It's just an actor.
But yeah,
who looks like that porn star?
It's gonna be a very hard no for me. No, can't do it.
Nicholas.
No, it doesn't hold up. It's just all over the place and. It caught my attention because I had to read subtitles. And I was very...
It's not really catching your attention, though. That's
no, I mean, no, but it was one of these...
He couldn't like do other stuff while watching it. No. He couldn't stop and mess. Did you stop?
Halfway through, yes, I did. When I found out what was going on...
To the movie.
No. Yeah. I stopped, and then I watched videos.
You watched some Japanese porn?
I did.
The face he made is very telling.
You know, you just go to category. There's lots of Asian hookers in this movie, okay?
And the stuff that happens to them is horrific.
Well,
it's like,
yeah, but it's I'm like, just saying because the movie bored me and nothing to do with what I was watching. No, it's just... but yeah, like actually watch when you watch like oh it's a crazy rape scene. I'm like really when I'm watching any of these scenes, I know it's a fucking movie, so I don't care. Like any violence, nothing grosses me out or freaks me out. The only thing where it does is if kids are involved, but they rarely do that.
Yeah,
movies don't because it's too fucked up.
To come on the bushes.
Well, that was just weird. That was the first like 5 minutes of the movie.
It was like chunky.
What is going on? And so, yeah, well, I don't kill no fucking kids, man. That's the thing about stuff with kids, which movies don't do. I mean, if you're going to murder a kid, because that'd be a fucked up thing to do in a movie. Off,
but then there's like a psycho.
If I was going to make a movie that was about like a psycho or a monster, I would have them kill kids. Because that'd be the best thing to do.
But like, then that like that shitty clown movie?
It?
I liked how the clown looked at the end. I liked the monster form at the end. Movies. But the movie was boring.
Dumb about the clowning.
Yeah. That movie, that movie literally could have been 20 minutes, and it would have been good. Because the effects are good. It just sucks, because it's way too long. And don't touch my uncle's in it. He's the best part.
He's
always the best.
Don't touch my uncle.
So,
Peter Stormare.
Don't watch this movie. It's boring. Go watch Old Boy, because it's a fucking masterpiece.
Yeah.
Not this movie.
With Josh Brolin.
No.
I feel like I don't want to see that one.
I don't. But you can see Scarlet Witch's boobs.
I know. Well, I've seen that.
Oh. Thanos and Scarlet Witch.
But then that... But isn't it basically the same exact
It's
shit?
Almost exactly the same movie.
But then why even watch it?
Yeah.
It's not like exactly, but I mean, it's all there, the beats are still there.
There's difference, but...
It's one of the few remakes where, to me... I don't mind it as a remake just because
it's the same shit.
It doesn't ruin it or change it completely.
It's not shot as beautiful.
But it's just, yeah. I mean, if you have to choose.
In the American version?
In the American version? It's still that whole sequel.
No, who plays the bad guy?
Oh, I'd have to look that up. Because I know Samuel Jackson's in the movie, but he's not the main. Samuel Jackson's responsible for taking him.
They get some other hot dude to be the main bad guy?
Nah.
No,
in a nice suit.
I want to say it's someone like Billy Crudup.
Edward
but it's
Furlong.
Not.
Man, he's a mess.
Modern day Edward Furlong.
Is it Billy?
Oh,
Crudup?
That's right. It's Charlton Copley, the Sweetie Man.
Oh, he's not hot.
No, he's not.
Hot dude, in a suit. Well, that's weird.
All right, you know,
and then Michael Imperioli's in it.
Hey, you want to buy my vodka? Hey, it's the original. Hey.
Best thing he ever did, though, was call Ben Kingsley. Yo, Kingsley.
And Sir
he says,
Kingsley.
Sir, and he says, yo, Sir Kingsley.
He was in California.
No, this movie does not hold up. I did not enjoy it. I wanted to enjoy it. I mean, I could say the same thing that pretty much anyone else here has said. I agree with most of the points. Watch Old Boy instead. Watch Kung Fu Hustle. I don't know. I just, it just, for me, I mean, I guess if you're really into like the really violent, like the violent gore type stuff, then yeah, I mean, it's worth checking out. Maybe. Well, but
not even with that. Because that's not even enough in the movie.
It's not enough traditional gore either. It's like bad CG gore.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. But for me, definitely.
That really took me out of it. Anytime I was like, oh, God.
Because when you watch movies like Saw, because that shit's happening constantly. But this movie, it goes with breaks. Well, this movie really felt like it was 4 hours long.
And the scene, the scene where he runs in and kills all those dudes, I was like,
why didn't they show it?
Yeah.
And you just see like part of the guy's face.
Probably don't have enough money.
No, when he runs in and you just see all the blood flying out. Yeah. Then a dude, like a PS2 dude,
like
flies
out. Like, yeah, it looks terrible.
And then you see the front of some guy's face just slide down. But yeah. So yeah, no, it doesn't hold up. Shred, anything to recommend? Where can we find you? But thank you for donating, Tim.
Thank you. Salt and vinegar chips. They're good.
Tim's a troll.
Bad Obscure Outs. No, I think he genuinely likes
it. No, I know.
No, just in general, though.
But to me.
No.
About Jordan.
Didn't he just say he's the best 23?
He did.
Yeah. LeBron.
I hear you, Tim. He's good. LeBron's good, though.
But he's going to be on the Lakers.
That's stupid.
Bad Obscure Alex.
Okay, Aaron.
Obscure Aaron across.
You going to see that, Nick? Uncle Drew?
I'll see it.
It looks funny.
Yeah, it looks fun.
Obscure Aaron across all social media.
You know what? After going through some of these movies, sometimes you have to wonder, are like all these movies that look bad, they probably aren't as bad when you consider all the stuff we have watched over the years.
Yeah.
Sorry, Aaron.
Scary Aaron across all social media. Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr. Recommend. I don't know.
Cool.
I don't know if I saw something. Did I see something? Did I read something?
The Babadook.
God damn, so was the Babadook. Man of Steel is going on, and the quality's gone down.
Well,
makes me sad.
Wait, what?
The finale hasn't happened yet, though. Or, well, the finale just happened.
Wait,
you
what?
Read
What's
it
wrong
yet.
With it?
The quality's gone down.
What do you mean by quality?
Bendis is writing like Marvel Bendis again.
What does that mean?
Like end of his career Bendis.
You mean just where it's like nonsense?
The first three issues were like, oh shit, Bendis is back to like old school Bendis, and then it went back to like, oh, cool. Characters are having these conversations where they repeat the same thing over and over and over. Oh, continuity mistakes now? Cool, because Bendis doesn't care about what other writers are doing.
Wow.
What, people are out of character. I don't know what happened. The first three issues were, like, super solid. And then he just... So
DC basically got a professional athlete at the end of his career.
They got LeBron.
No, LeBron James is a monster.
I mean, so far, it's only one issue that's been
a
problem.
Two-ish. The issue three.
How many episodes?
How many issues?
It's a 6-issue miniseries.
But how many has it gone?
5 is out.
Yeah.
Well, as of when this is out, the 6 will already be out.
And at the end, it's getting shitty?
4 and 5 are... 4 was like when I was just like, the hell is that? Have you read the most recent one?
I haven't read 4 or 5 yet.
Can I say just one line? And it's not going to spoil anything.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can always just do like, this. Like, I'm not... Well, I can
it'll literally not ruin anything for you. Because
no,
it's... The Flash, Barry Allen, for some reason, just started saying poo-poo, caca-poo-poo. You know, like poo-poo, caca. And it's like, why is he talking like this?
What?
I don't know. I don't know. It was just like,
Charles, you need to listen to what Aaron just said.
Because I'm going to read it, and then I want to have the reaction of being like, what the fuck?
Oh, you're gonna.
You read issue 3, right?
I think 3 was the last one I've read.
Did 3 have the reveal of who in the flashbacks? Or is that issue 4?
No, I don't know who.
Oh, so you haven't witnessed.
Like, the last thing I saw with the flashback was who showed up.
Shane Diesel.
Okay.
But you don't see it. You just see a shadow of it.
Okay. Shawn Michaels and porn star.
Get ready for one of the worst conversations you'll ever hear.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm just so disappointed. I'm just... and he's taking over both Superman books.
I don't read comics, really.
All right, Nicholas.
Well, I never really read DC.
God damn it.
Only Batman. Because Batman wins everything. I will recommend Nathan for You.
Yes.
But I'm
because he's a Nathan for
I've only watched 3 episodes of the last season that happened. It's just, I don't know how Because when you make a show like this, it's to make it uncomfortable, and it's basically, it's just funny for whoever watches it. But while it's happening, like, for him to just sit there and make it awkward is amazing. That he can just say something and just stand there and look at a guy for like a minute straight, and they don't say anything.
Oh, so you haven't seen the finale of the most recent season? Oh my god, it's amazing.
God, he's so great.
He is.
I love that show. It's
great.
Did you
see his Conan interview?
No.
It's very funny.
Why is he acting normal?
No, because it's connected to the show.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why?
Any appearance he makes on TV is usually connected to the show in some way.
So has he ever been normal on a show?
It doesn't seem like it.
People are saying that he is.
He was normal. I mean, the only time I've seen him be normal was when they were promoting the night before that Christmas movie.
Oh,
because he did interviews with the three of them, and it was still. I mean, he was still being Nathan-y, but it wasn't like for the. It was just for the sake of the interviews, and it was with them, so it was fine.
He's better than Andy Kaufman.
Oh well, yeah. General Zod's the MVP of that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. At the end, you're like,
finally earned these.
This is amazing. It's his party.
You can find me playing Travis, and I'm finally watching on Netflix Lost in Space. I have one more episode to go, and I actually really enjoy it. It's fun.
Parker's Posey?
She is.
She's the worst part?
Okay. I'm going to say how much I hate her, but it's not actually her. It's the character. Like, she's actually doing good because I hate the character.
So, you're saying she's better than Gary Oldman.
Well, that fucking Gary Oldman.
And the original guy?
He's and a perfect. And a perfect.
The original dude's awesome. My favorite Martian.
Gary Oldman is great.
Oh, no, I know.
He's
Gary Oldman.
90s Lost in Space is a great movie.
No,
it's not great, but I enjoy it.
I almost picked it.
No.
Instead of Sandlot.
That movie would have definitely
held up. But it's not streaming anymore.
Well, it would have held up because I watched it not that long ago.
Terrible.
I don't understand why you hate that movie.
I don't understand how you like it. That's such a bad movie.
You know, that's just like a normal standard sci-fi movie.
And Don West, the character of Don West on the show, he's
Matt
awesome.
Matt LeBlanc?
Yeah, he's awesome. That character's awesome. It's very different. Because he's not a pilot.
Oh, is he a pimp though?
No, he's a smuggler.
Is it?
Oh, like he's smuggling. He's
keistering stuff up his ass.
The biggest problem I think people might have with the show is that they're not going like from planet to planet or anything like
that. One planet.
They're on one planet the whole time.
I just don't get what.
That's not really Lost.
Wait, wasn't that the normal Lost in Space show?
Yes, I don't understand why even the movie did that shit too. It's like, why can't they go from planet to planet? Like, was it?
Well, how are you lost in space and your ship works?
No, they're literally trying to get back home.
No, like, I know.
They're jumping from planet to planet.
In this, the plot is they're trying. Basically, Earth's going to die. So they're leaving to colonize another planet, but an accident happens. And I won't give too much away because it's actually a big thing. But an accident happens that knocks them off course and they land on another planet. And I haven't watched the finale
Isn't
yet.
Isn't
the
robot an alien?
But the planet is gonna it pretty much gonna become uninhabitable.
Robot's an alien, isn't he?
So I have a feeling, like I said, I haven't watched the end of the season. I have a feeling they leave, and then they probably end up on another planet. So maybe every season is them having to deal with jumping
different planet.
Yeah, different planets, different storylines. But still with
you don't like fun space movies.
But still with the Swiss Family Robinson.
That's not a fun space movie.
So anyways, yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Gary Oldman turns into a spider monster. It's shitty looking, but he still turns into one.
And the guy from Mad Men is the young boy but grown up.
Yeah.
You know, like all these...
You mean the guy from Fringe?
Yes.
All these Netflix shows, I hate how they can't end a season. It always has to be like a cliffhanger for like the next...
That's most TV shows.
No, come on. There are some shows that actually do have a nice ending. Think about it.
Only sitcoms, and even sitcoms tend to do that. But most hour-long dramas always do fucking cliffhangers.
Yeah, what shows you watch?
I can't think of one that does.
No, the only ones that... But then even...
Boardwalk does.
No, like The Flash had endings, but then it still makes you think, well, what's going to happen next season because of...
We're The Flash.
God, that show sucks.
We're The Flash.
Shut the fuck up. All right, thanks, Tim.
not a fence. Ain't got enough dough to pay the rent. I'm flat broke, but I don't care. I strut right by with my tail in the air. Straight cat strut, I'm a
ladies' cat.
But I'm feeling Casanova, hey! Dinner from a garbage can.